Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Open the 2023-24 preseason tonight and simultaneously start the NHL career of the top pick in last June's draft. Connor Bedard, it may only be a preseason game, folks, but Hawks fans around the world, I think they've been waiting for this one for a long time. John Weideman along with Troy Murray and Joe Brand. Blackhawks will take on the St. Louis Blues.
Don't know where things are going to head this year, but there's a lot of excitement around the team.
Connor Bedard, the first pick in last June's draft. Bedard, top of the left wing circle. Toe drag, moves in, fires on. Hofer kicked it wide with a pad. Loose puck taken back by Seth Jones. Snaps one from the top of the right circle. That's turned out of there as well. But we got a glimpse of what Connor Bedard can do.
And listen to the buzz in the building. Woo. You like to have Connor Bedard get a good shift in. Yeah, he did. Made some nice plays in the offensive zone. You're going to see Connor Bedard as a centerman, not necessarily around the front of the net. He's a guy that's going to play the perimeter, find some open space, make those plays, and then attack when he has the opportunity. He is so smart. It's unbelievable.
No score through 20 minutes from the United Center. Troy, 20 minutes into the preseason.
How was Connor Bedard going to handle his first game? He had a couple shots. I thought that when he had the puck, he made smart plays.
The thing that's impressed me most about him is how he's got the perfect blend of trying to score and trying to set up his teammates.
Let's go downstairs and join our guest, the first one of the year, and we're happy to welcome in our buddy Wyatt Kaiser.
What are your thoughts coming into this season as far as learning last year and understanding what it takes to play at this level?
Yeah, I mean, last year I just got a little glimpse of just kind of what it takes, the speed, just understanding the game a little bit more. So, you know, coming in this year, just looking to learn and continue to get experience under my belt and grow as a player.
Nick Ritchie putting up the boards for Mishak. He's flattened by a body check, and now Corey Perry of the Hawks jumps on the Blues player who hit Mishak, and Perry pulls the Blues player down. I don't have a number yet. Looks like Hunter Skinner. And he said, you can't do that to one of our younger players. Good for Corey Perry, sticking up for a teammate there. Here's a shot from Kurashev. He scores! The Hawks take the 1-0 lead on the Blues. Loose puck in beside the Blues net. Kurashev moved in to grab it and put it into the top shelf for the backhand. 1-0 Hawks. We have Blackhawks defenseman Kevin Korchinski.
Kevin, we were talking about the matchup. You know, you've got Wyatt Kaiser playing with Seth Jones. You're playing with Murphy, a young guy with an experienced guy. How important is that to lean on Connor Murphy as you progress here at the NHL level?
Murph is a great player that I can really lean on in all zones. So, yeah, it's awesome playing with him. He's a great guy. He's taught me a lot through this past week, 2 weeks. So, just learning from him. He knows a lot about the game. So, and he's just a great leader, so I can really lean on him.
Connor Bedard at center ice on the right wing. Put it in over the line. Anthony Seale in front with the back, and he scores! Hawks win in overtime! Andreas Anthony Seale, who led the Hawks in goals last season with 20, scores here to end this one. The Hawks beat the St. Louis Blues 2-1, and Connor Bedard with the primary assist. Factored in on both Blackhawk goals here tonight. He sends them home happy. Hawks win their first preseason game 2-1.